The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
370. Your resource for health and wellness is Wellness Radio 1570, KDIZ Golden Valley, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tariffs on steel and aluminum. President Trump says it will be the subject of a White House meeting later today. Says he's looking forward to it, but we don't know if he'll actually sign the order putting the tariffs in place. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
No specifics of the trade announcement have been released yet. However, President Trump tweeted this morning that he's looking forward to a White House meeting this afternoon. He said we have to protect and build our steel and aluminum industries. Officials say the tariffs announcement would offer temporary exemptions to Canada and Mexico, a shift that could soften the blow amid threats of retaliation by trading partners.
The latest nor'easter to hit the Northeast isn't done with parts of New England just yet. Forecasters say Maine can expect more snow throughout the day today. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 120 points, and this is SRN News.
Minnesota's cold temperatures may be keeping you indoors.
Cold enough for you?
But don't let that stop you from pursuing your fitness goals. Wellness Radio 1570 is here 24/7 with the hottest wellness tips and heartwarming stories of progress and change. Stay motivated through the winter months by staying connected with our free mobile app. Just search Wellness Radio 1570 in your device's app store or stream us online at TwinCitiesWellnessRadio.com.
From the Eagle Wellness Studios, I'm Lee Michaels. Not a bad Thursday. Pretty similar to yesterday, I should say. We're looking at some sunshine for the better part of the day. A high right around 28. We'll see partly cloudy 11 tonight. Tomorrow looking pretty good, too, with sunshine and a high around 33. Live radio is next. It's Like It Matters Radio with Mr. Black right here on Wellness 1570.
Do you want to change your life? Change your destiny? Get the most out of life? Tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. on Wellness Radio 1570 for the Big Money Club with Chris and Wayne. They'll be in the clubhouse filling you in on all the secrets and tips they've learned about making money, saving money, and making dreams come true. And they'll have a little fun along the way. Become a club member and join Chris and Wayne at 3 p.m. every Saturday on Wellness Radio 1570.
All City Agency. We don't sell insurance, we help you buy it. Expert advisors for your auto, home, and business insurance. All City Agency is a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Discover big discounts. All City Agency is an independent insurance agency and has access to 100 plus insurance carriers. Quality driven, value priced, superior service. All City Agency, endorsed by Dave Ramsey, trusted by you. We don't sell insurance, we help you buy it. Call 651-484-1213 or find us at allcityagency.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Hi, everybody. Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to ineedmorehair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to ineedmorehair.com. You have nothing to lose. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. ineedmorehair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at ineedmorehair.com.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? If you want to be inspired, get help in becoming all you can be, the time is now for Like It Matters Radio with your host, Mr. Scott V. Black.
It's a great day to be alive.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, Mr. Black. And today on Like It Matters Radio, we're going to talk about the one thing that is constant in life. We're going to talk about the one thing that even if we marshal all of our forces against it, cannot stop it. We're going to talk about the one thing that every single human being needs from the day we're born to the day we're finished. And that one thing that we are talking about is change. Today's topic is change. And I want you to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. It is the only thing constant in life. It is the one thing that every single human being needs. And let's listen to David Bowie talk about this thing called change.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild. A million dead-end streets and every time I thought I had got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change,
turn and face the strain.
Change,
yes. Wanna be a richer man.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Ch-ch-changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Now may change me, but I can't waste time.
So true, so true. Time does change us. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you right now, change is possible. Change can happen on a dime's notice. Change can happen over a little bit of time. You know, there's slow change. I call it boiling frogs. You know, if you take a frog, a live animal, creature, frog, and you put it in a pot of boiling water, I have heard that that creature will jump out. But I've also heard that if you take a frog and you put it in a lukewarm pot of water, and you slowly bring it to a boil, then I've been told that you might want to have garlic butter ready, you know, right? It's that slow little incremental change that eats at us, that rips us apart. It's that slow incremental change that usually leads us in a negative way. You know, what happened to my marriage? What happened to the passion I had for God? What happened to that spark I used to have in my eye, that swing in my gait? What happened to that? That's that slow little incremental change that a lot of times we don't know. You know, we notice someone that lost weight. You know, they worked real hard and they focused and they lost weight. And then they maintain that weight loss. But then the first time you see them after that weight loss, you might say something. Maybe the second or third time you see them after that weight loss, you might say something. But then after a little while, you stop saying something. Because that is now the new them. It's not the change them anymore. It is the new them. And so many times that happens in a negative way. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can change in a minute's notice. You know, think about this. you come home and your spouse is doing something with another person that they're not supposed to be doing, dishonoring your wedding vows, your life's forever changed. You find out somebody violates your child, someone you trusted, your life is instantly changed. Someone says they do, and you're at the and they never show up. You found out, no, they didn't. Your life is forever changed. You make an agreement with somebody and say, if you do this, I'll do this, and you shake hands on it. You make a covenant with that person. And then that person chooses not to keep their part of the agreement. Your life changes. And the only constant in life is change, ladies and gentlemen. And change is going to happen. And so I always want to encourage people that we should be the one in the driver's seat, because change is going to happen. Think about this. The day we are born, we are one day closer to death. The day we are born, we're one day closer to death. And each day of our life, especially as a newborn, we're changing. Something's coming in. Something's growing. Something's expanding. Something's being released. You know, it's constant change. Think about today in the business world. With everything changing around us, technology changing, with everything like that, we've got to be attuned to the change. And if change is part of the process, if change is part of the experience, then we need to be in the driver's seat of change. And, you know, I've heard the old saying that, you know, change is making a 180-degree turn. In other words, going the opposite direction. And a lot of people think that's impossible. And let me tell you what makes it impossible. It is our belief system. Everything we do or do not do is driven by a belief system. You know, people say, well, that's just the way I am. You know, I can't change. That's just the way I am. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. I'm too old. I've been doing it this way too long. Or people say, like, well, it's just my lot in life. It's just what God intended for me. Or you say, well, you can't turn the Titanic on a dime, and then so people never turn the Titanic at all. See, it's all about our BS. And I want you to know you can change in a moment's notice. When someone accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their life's forever changed. Their eternity's forever changed in a moment's notice. The love of your life looks in the eye and says, I do. Your life's forever changed. You go to a leadership training at likeitmatters.net, and your life's forever changed. And today I want to encourage you. Today, for those of you out there that don't think you can change, that don't think change is possible, that you think you've been doing what you've been doing so long, that every time you've been to this class, you've been to this thing, and you just don't seem to get to change, I want to give you hope. Because there is change. There is way. David Bowie's not with us anymore because his life changed. We're born to die, live, and then we're born to die, and then we're born to be judged. And so I want you to know today is going to be some hope. Today we're going to open the phone line, 651-289-4466. And I want to hear from Team 182. You know, changes don't necessarily have to be a 180-degree change. It could be a 182-degree change. We had 22 people in a classroom this weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I'm going to tell you right now, 22 of those people left that room changed. Some drastic changes, some born again, some look different, some talk different, some sound different. I got emails and texts from some of these people's spouses saying, wow, what happened? Who is that man? Who is that woman? What's different? And today I want you to hear from those people because change is a process. You know, we can't control what's happened to us. We can't change what's happened to us. We cannot change our past. That's a canceled check. It's already spent. We can change how it's coded. We can change how we remember it. We can change how we repeal it, recreate it. We can change all that. And tomorrow hasn't happened yet. Tomorrow's a mystery. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. There's nothing for sure. There's nothing yet in the horizon yet. It's not there yet. We can dream about it. We can think about it. But I want you to think about this. There's only one place that true change can take place, and that is the now moment. You can't change yesterday. You can't change tomorrow. But one thing we can all do is occupy this one space, and this space is called the now. And remember, I even tell you where the now is. The now is in between this thing called stimulus and the response. When I was younger, I used to listen to Carmen, and called the Standard. And remember, Carmen used to say, you know, stand in the gap. stand in the gap. And I always wondered, where is that gap? But then I found the gap. The gap is between stimulus and response. It is this place called the now. And today on Like It Matters Radio, we're going to hear from people who changed over the last weekend. People who went into our training room one way, and when they came out 2 days later, were drastically changed. I don't want to say they did a 180-degree turn. Maybe they did a 182-degree turn. But they are different. People noticed it. People responded to it. I've gotten letters. I've gotten texts. I've gotten emails. And today on Like It Matters Radio, you will hear from those people. So we are open. The phone lines are open. 651-289-4466. Be right back.
Hi, this is Mr. Black. In order to grow into mature adults, we need food. If we are to grow in our relationship with God, we need the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Every day on wayofwarrior.blog, I share God's word and unpack its meaning so you can apply it in your daily walk and grow with God. If your desire is to grow into the likeness of Christ and be all He created you to be, go to wayofwarrior.blog and click the follow button to receive this daily sustenance. wayofwarrior.blog. That's wayofwarrior.blog.
Still need more of Mr. Black? Understand how your brain is wired with brain mapping. This innate intelligent profile will identify your personality and learning styles to help you maximize your potential. Transformational Leadership Awakening has changed the life of hundreds of participants and can change yours too. Mr. Black also does one-on-one life caddy work. If you want him to walk with you and help you be your dreams, then having Mr. Black as a life coach is the answer. Training is available on an individual basis and company-wide, all at likeitmatters.net.
Webster's Dictionary defines a meeting as a gathering of people for a particular purpose, such as to talk about business. No matter how big or small your meeting is, WNAV Audiovisual can help, because at WNAV Audiovisual, your meeting is our business. Hi, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. Today, over 26 million meetings will take place in the United States. In today's fast-paced world, meetings are essential to keep people connected. In today's fast-paced world, you have to get business done now. Whether your meeting is in a conference room, auditorium, ballroom, or sanctuary, WNAV can provide you with audiovisual equipment and expertise quickly, smoothly, and efficiently. And we've been serving Minnesota since 1983. Learn more about what WNAV's technicians can do for you online at wnav-video.com. That's wnav-video.com. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business.
I've been to training put on by Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, but I've never walked away with a growth experience like I did with the Leadership Awakening.
Are you stuck in a rut? Have you leveled life's undulating line and flatlined your hopes and dreams? The time is now to attend Leadership Awakening with Mr. Black.
Not since my Ranger training in the U.S. Army have I been pushed to see and feel the abilities I have to live life to the fullest.
During this 3-day life boot camp, you will clean up your thinking and restart your heart, helping you have the passion and enthusiasm your life's been missing.
My heart was spiritually mended. I'm excited about living my life like it matters. By far the best 46 hours I've ever spent.
Graduates leave Leadership Awakening refocused with the biggest feeling of self-confidence and a renewed passion and enthusiasm for their business and their personal lives. Call now and commit to giving and getting more from life. 817-502-1554 or email me at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net. Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, and you can call me Mr. Black. And today we are talking about changes, because the only thing that is constant in life is change. From the day we're born to the day we die, we're constantly changing. From the day we say, I do, our relationship is constantly changing. From the day we, for the first time, share our wedding bed with our spouse, our marriage is forever changing. It is the one thing that's constant. And if you're not in the driver's seat of change, it is probably changing in a way that you don't like it. But when you get out of the passenger seat in the driver's seat, then you get to control the change. And so let's go to the phone lines. We are live today, 651-289-4466. And let's go west. Awesome. We got someone from the beautiful city of San Diego, California. Scott, welcome to Like It Matters Radio. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Mr. Black. How you doing, sir?
You know, it is a great day to be alive. You're in the beautiful city of San Diego, correct?
Yes, I am. Sunny San Diego.
Awesome. It's a little early there, right? But it might still be sunny, right?
Sun's already shining in San Diego.
Awesome.
Shining down there.
Awesome. Love to hear it. So, man, you went to Leadership Awakening last weekend. You knew nothing going in, correct, Scott?
Hardly anything. Very, very little. Just that to be open-minded and follow the process is all I was told before I walked into the room.
Yep. And, man, when you walked in that room that first night, I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, what was going through your head?
The first 10 minutes I was there, I was thinking, what the hell did I get myself into? What's this about? And in it took a few hours, 8 to 10 hours, and then I seen what was going on. So the light started to turn on.
And so a change took place. So this is interesting because in the process of change, Scott, there's a lot of shifting points. There's a lot of points where we come to a decision, and it's little changes that take place before the big change. And you kind of alluded to this. You said early on you weren't quite sure what to expect. You weren't quite sure what this was. You weren't quite sure what you could gain from this, correct, early on?
Yeah, the first, I want to say 2 to 3 hours of it, I was just like, what am I even doing here? I flew all the way to Dallas for what?
And yep.
Boy, did it make a big change.
Yeah.
40 hours later, huge.
Yep. Let me ask you, what do you think when the small changes, what do you think, what shifted early on after that few hours where you changed your mind? Because that's what you did. You changed your mind. Early on, it was kind of, okay, I don't know what's going on. You're kind of reserved, kind of on guard. But there had to be some change that took place. Something changed where you said, okay, this might be something good. I might be able to get something out of it. Do you know where or what that change was? Do you know?
Well, I'm not sure how much I want to give up on your class. You can
That's
let
okay.
me know if I'm talking too much. But
that's fine.
Once I started picking up on your, I want to say clues.
Yeah.
To start being a team leader, to start being a team member, to start, and you start processing those and how you're doing life, a light bulb starts to click on of the things you have been missing, the things you have didn't even think about, didn't even look upon. It brought you a whole new light on how my aspect of my life and changed for the better.
And so that was the first change. The first change was that, okay, maybe there's something here, right? Maybe there's something here. He's speaking some truth to me. There are areas in my life that you realize that are not functioning well, correct? You realize that.
Oh, in all aspects of my life, from my family to my kids, to my wife, to my job, you know, how I treat people.
You realize that. You realize that I was speaking some truth, that there were some things that you were doing that are not acceptable, correct?
Oh, absolutely. There's things you brought up that reflected directly on stuff I was doing in my personal life, going, and you a couple times looked right at me, and I was like, I know this. And it was very, like, damn, who clued him in on that? You know, like,
it was very,
like, wow, this guy's saying things. Mr. Black is saying things to me that I'm physically doing at home in my life that I need to, that I need to stop doing, or at least make a humongous change on it.
So here's the two things. And this is so cool because we're talking about change. So number one, you realize that maybe there was a need for change. Right? I'm just kind of put in layman's terms. So you realize that maybe or there is a need to change. Number two, you had somewhat respect for, you at some point knew that I was speaking some truth. Somehow I knew things, even though no one told me. I knew things, and you had to start believing that change was possible, correct?
Yes, you hit home on several occasions where I'm like, he's right. That's wrong. He's right. I think that change.
Yeah.
Right. And I've never met you before. Even seen you. I looked you up on the internet before I got on the plane.
That was it.
That's about all I knew about anything. It was a 5-minute read.
And no one told me about you. Just let you know. No, I don't like anybody telling me about you. I just, I train in the spirit, and I see things. I see patterns. And so what happened was your BS changed. Your belief system changed. You realized you needed some change, some things. You realized that I could help you, or I knew what I was talking about. And then based on those two things, in the training, you went from kind of resisting to not sure to really opening up and saying, man, I want some of this change, correct? And that was a big shift for you.
It was a huge shift for me. Huge shift. The light bulb went on, like I said, about 10 or 12 hours in, maybe a little sooner. But once it clicked on, I started wanting to be a different person. I started focusing in on every word you said. All week, I've been playing your class back in my head all week long. It's all week, every day.
Wow.
That's all I think about it, seems like, right now.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead.
No, I keep going back to that book, make sure I'm following the steps. And I'm doing everything. Everything
awesome.
You've asked, the journal, the five things of
good
excitement,
job.
The five things that you're happy for, all that stuff is clicking for me. And I'm
you
putting
know
all these tools to use.
Because you want the change. You want to keep the change. You know, it's one thing to change your life, but it's another thing to keep the change. And you don't want a short-term change. You want a permanent change, correct?
I want the rest of my life change.
Amen.
To keep it going constant. There's no stop to it. You can always be better. You can do more. I've realized that now. It's just constantly do it. I put all my kids aside, apologize to them. My wife, apologize to them.
Good for you.
And boom, I do everything behind me, and I'm going straight forward with a whole new outlook on life, new focus, vision, commitment.
Wow. So tell our listeners, what has changed this week since you've been back? Your thoughts have changed? The way you interact with people has changed? Tell people what's changed after spending 2 days with me.
After spending 2 days with you, when I talk to people, I change the way my words are. I change the way I speak to them. I change the way I approach things. My outlook, just being able to speak. You know, I run a company that has 180 employees, and I go to job sites where I have to talk in front of 10 or 12 guys at a time or more. And I used to just run through it real fast and get the hell out of there. Now it's this whole week I've been focused on trying to build my team up, trying to talk to them, you know, and get those words, I will do this, not I will try. And I'm refocusing how I talk to my people, how I run my meetings, I'm standing up in those meetings now, not sitting at the table with them. I'm standing up, projecting out to them, talking to them, talking with them, not just me running through it real fast and trying to get the hell out of there.
It's a more
focused atmosphere of how I'm approaching everybody at my office, in my field, my home life, everybody I talk to now is more of a more just clear of what I want them to understand instead of just saying what I want and leaving. It's a whole different
outlook.
Cool.
Are they wondering what happened to you? Where did all this change come from? Has anybody said that? What changed you? Has anybody said stuff like that to you?
My kids, when I started talking to them, they're looking at me like, who is this guy? You know, like, and, you know, cause I'm usually just very blunt and straightforward with them. Now I'm talking to them, asking them how their day was, giving them the attention that they should have always been getting. And I didn't realize how much attention I didn't give them. When I was sitting in that class and some of the stuff you were having us go through, it opened my mind up to where I'm missing out on so much in life just because I'm blinded by my and worried about myself. This has made me think about, up until now, it's made me think of all the stuff I've missed just because I was selfish, let's say.
So cool.
So different. The way I look at it, it's so different.
Well, and again, and you said something key, is you went home and you apologized to your wife, you apologized to your kids. You know, that is so powerful because when we can shine that mirror on and see, wow, I have not given you the husband, the parent, that you deserve, and I'm different. I want you to watch me different. I want you to see how the change, and I want you to support me in that change. And I am so excited for you. Scott, what would you say? I mean, what do you think for you, the happiest piece of change you got? What's the biggest piece of change that you're most excited about?
The biggest piece of change I'm most excited about is getting to put all behind me, focus brand new. It's almost like I started fresh, and I'm so excited to just show everybody how much better of a person, man, husband, boss I can be. That's to realize how well I can, much better I can do in life for me and everybody that I'm associated with. That's what I'm excited about.
Wow, that's so awesome, Scott. I'm so proud of you. You did make change and, you know, not only change your life, but keep the change. So I want to thank you for calling into Like It Matters Radio. You have an awesome week, and we'll talk soon, okay, man?
All right, thank you. Have a good day, sir.
All right, you too, buddy. I am Mr. Black. You are under construction on the Like It Matters Radio Network. Be back in 3 minutes.
Did you know approximately 980 Minnesotans will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this year? Only 88 will live to see the year 2022. These are not simply statistics. Every one of those diagnosed represents someone's mother, father, sister, brother, colleague, or friend. Pancreatic cancer is the world's toughest cancer, with a 5-year survival rate of just 9% in the U.S. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network is determined to improve patient outcomes today and double survival by 2020. But we need your help. We are the only organization with a nationwide grassroots army, inspiring over 1 million people to take action and accelerate progress in the fight to end pancreatic cancer. We must do more and demand urgent action to save lives. Find out how you can join the fight by visiting pancan.org. That's PANCAN.org. PANCAN.org.
Consider Montessori, an educational model that is founded on the premise that all children are natural learners with curiosity. Hand in Hand Christian Montessori specializes in one-to-one learning instead of one-size-fits-all. Montessori activities work with children's hands and minds at the precise, critical period of a child's development.
I'm learning to be a leader by helping younger students in my classroom.
Learning is so much better when it's hands-on.
At Hand in Hand, I get to make my own choices.
Schedule a tour now at Hand in Hand Christian Montessori, where
preschool, elementary, junior high, private school, homeschool students
love, learn, and lead. Call 651-784-7988 or go to hihcm.org.
When I attended the Leadership Awakening workshop, I didn't know what to expect, but I was open. The tools taught at Leadership Awakening helped me discover things about myself that were holding me back from being all God created me to be. Providential? That word coins these life-changing classes because I now realize there are works God has already created for me to walk in, and these workshops helped me to see this more clearly. I received practical insights that I am already applying to be a more focused businesswoman, influential mom to my 2 teenagers and 8.5-year-old son, and patient and passionate wife. I got rid of a lot of clutter in my head. BS, they call it, belief systems that were not serving me. If you want to know what it means to empower others instead of trying to control them, if you want to build a productive team in 2 days, if you want to press the reset button in your life and give yourself a fresh new beginning, then do yourself and your family a favor and attend the next Leadership Awakening. It's time the giant in you comes alive.
Go to likeitmatters.net to find out more about Leadership Awakening workshops. That's likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, Like It Matters, inspiration, education, and application. I'm your blessed radio host, your radio life caddy, Mr. Black. And today on Like It Matters Radio, we're talking about changes 182. They say in order to make some change, you got to make a 180-degree turn. May I suggest it might be 182? Because over the weekend, we had 22 people walk into a training room in Dallas-Fort Worth, and they became Team 182. And 2 days later, they walked out 22 individuals, including Mr. Black himself, a changed man. And so today we are hearing from people from Team 182. We're live, 651-289-4466. And let's go to Fort Worth, Texas, line number 2 with Dalton. Dalton, welcome to Like It Matters Radio. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How you doing today?
I am blessed. I am better than I should be. I'm in the hands of God, brother. In the hands of God. So how was your weekend, man?
Man, it was, you know, I know you've heard it 1,000 times. You'll hear 1,000 more, but it was definitely the most intense, probably mind-blowing and emotionally draining experience I've ever had, and I cannot be better for it.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, today, you know, Dalton, we're talking about changes. You know, start a little bit with a little bit of David Bowie. Love some good old rock and roll. Start with some David Bowie. Just talk about changes, because change is all around us all the time. It's going to take place whether we're in the driver's seat or the passenger seat. It can either be pro or it can be con. It can be good or it can be bad. It can be resourceful or unresourceful. And what happened in our training, you came in that class and we shined a big old spotlight on you, a big old magnifying glass. And at some point you realized that there needed to be some changes in your life, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me ask you, you came in class, you work for the Q companies, correct?
Yes, sir.
Great company. They do hotels, they do car washes. They're one of our clients, good friends, love your people. You got a good team there. But you came in class and you were one of my more open-minded to begin with. But early on, a change took place. Early on, you became one of my leaders. Early on, you embraced it. What do you think that change was that took place early on that made you kind of look at this as something that you were excited about, something that you wanted?
You know, it started within probably the first hour, you know, getting in there and doing something I would probably never do. But the fact that I came in just already being able to tell myself, have this open mind, this is going to be what you need, because I've been so, you know, I feel like shut off to mm-hmm. people and to myself. And it was just finally that opening that it clicked, you know, just hearing you talk the way how you just, we were all strangers, but you were just able to communicate and key in on every single one of us off the bat of, you know, knowing we needed something. And that's when I was just like, okay, it's time to, this is it. Like, this is what you need. This is going to be your time to get after everything that you've been needing.
Wow. So you made a decision early on. And again, it was one of those things. You saw something, you had heard something, you saw my intensity. You were impressed with how I could peg people right off the bat to understand what their struggle is, what's going on. And that early on, because Dalton, you became one of my leaders. I mean, I train law enforcement. I train NFL football players, police officers, military. I've trained leaders of leaders, warriors that have put their life on the line. They have lost brother and friend in a firefight right next to them. And I'm telling you right now, Dalton, you have just as much leadership abilities and capabilities as any of those people. And I think that was a little bit of a surprise to you when I told you that. I mean, I make leaders. I put people through situational leadership. I put them through the ringer. And it tells me a lot about a man or a woman, of how they respond when they get squeezed, how they respond when they get pushed. And the more I pushed you, the more open you were, the more excited you were. And there, you knew some change had taken place, that you needed something. And once your belief system changed, once you realized this was good, this was something that you wanted, this was something that you needed, boy, your energy level went through the roof, didn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely, more so than I've ever even experienced in my own life.
So you were surprised by the energy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It was so cool. It was so cool. I saw it. And you know what I believe, Dalton, happens is we got so much of this worry, so much of this doubt, so much of this fear. We're stuck in the past and our limiting belief systems. You know, don't do this. Kids should be seen and not heard. Don't make a fool out of yourself. Don't bring attention to yourself, right? All these don'ts. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this, right? And at times we start losing what we're supposed to do. And so what was the big shift? At some point in that training, and it wasn't just the first couple hours, there were shifts that took place all over, but what shift took place? Where did it happen when you realized, man, it took you over? You know, at some point in the process, it takes over, where all of a sudden you get enveloped in the process, where you're just, it's just part of you. Where do you think that shift took place for you?
Man, I believe it was probably, you know, like you said, like you noticed, I had multiple of them, but one of the biggest ones was during some of our breaks when some of my teammates would come up to me and just, they'd say anything from just, man, you're a stud, you're a great motivator, this and that. And hearing that from other leaders, you know, it just really, my fire just overtook you know, myself, and just I was able to not hold back anything or say, no, there's no way I'm this. Like, people tell me all the time, and I'm like, no, there's no way. And it just turned to, thank you. I am this, and I'm going to show it. I'm going to just let it overcome me and be exactly who I know I am now.
Wow. So this is what I want to get, and this is what I was, get our listeners here. What happened with you was a change in your BS. What happened was you had a change in your belief system. Those thoughts that used to push away that, oh, not me, I'm just this, I just work here, I'm just this, low self-worth, low self-esteem, because you don't have maybe all the pedigree of somebody else, because you don't have a 4-year degree from Harvard, or you don't have a position that automatically states leadership, we start doubting ourselves. We stop believing, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not good enough, I can't do this. And what happened for you was you started hearing things from me, you started hearing things from your coworkers, and they were telling you why you're a good leader, why you push yourself. And what happened was you started believing it, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened.
Yep. You see, so once you started believing it, once that change in belief system came, now you committed more. You were more open-minded. You were more loud. You were more vocal. You were more committed, correct?
Yeah. You can definitely say that.
Isn't that incredible? And what the first true change was belief system. But can I suggest to you, Dalton, there was a second change that took place that really put you over the top. And let me suggest that change is desire. In other words, what you wanted shifted at some point that weekend. I don't know what your mindset was. I don't even know if you can recall when you went to class. Maybe you wanted to get everything out of it. Maybe you wanted to make your company proud. Maybe you wanted to get some things that you've been praying about. I'm sure you went into it with that kind of desire, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just making everyone that believed in me to send me there in the first place proud.
Yep.
And, you know, being able to just give it everything I can.
Yep. But can I suggest to you, Dalton, what happened after the BS changed, once your belief system changed that you were good enough, that you could do this, then can I suggest that what you wanted changed too, that your wants became deeper, that you wanted more. Does that make sense at all?
Yes, it does.
And you know, as that training went along, the depth and the breadth of your desires grew, that you now wanted more, correct? You wanted to give more. You wanted to be more. You wanted to rise more, right? Does that make sense? Is that true?
All the way to the top.
Yep, absolutely. And you did, by the way, brother. You did. As a guy on the other side looking at you, you were one of my leaders in that class. And we had military. We had law enforcement. We had some pretty impressive people. We had a PhD in there. And, brother, you rose. Well, tell our listeners, if you had to pinpoint something right now, what do you think the biggest change for you? You spent 2.5 days with Mr. Black here in Dallas, and how have you changed? Tell our listeners how you've changed.
Man, I believe my confidence is through the roof. Knowing my self-worth now, knowing that I have this fiery passion that I can just express and use to be such a great leader to, you know, not only my employees, but my family as well, like my little sister, being a great leader to her, leading a pathway for her as well. And like I told you, as soon as I left that seminar, I went straight to my store and spoke with a few of my guys and just told them, I will not let them down. I'm going to be the leader that they need in me, and I promise I'm going to take them everywhere.
Wow. And were they looking at you like, who are you?
Yeah, they took a step back. They took a step back. They were like, whoa. Yeah, it was pretty funny to watch, but they could see. Like, I looked at each and every one of them, and I saw their eyes change the way, like, they were looking at me, and it was incredible.
Wow. Wow, and it changed. And again, people say all the time, right, it can't change in 2 days. You can't teach an old dog new trick. You know, it's my lot in life. That's just the way I am. And I told you, those are lies from the pit of hell, that you can change. You can be whatever you choose to be, and this is your opportunity to start turning that ship around. And, man, you feel like you've changed, and it's permanent change, correct?
Absolutely. So for 100% better.
Yeah, and your family, your business. And now you have people around you who you're changing. When we change ourselves, that affects change in other people. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we change the world. What would you tell our listeners right now, man? People are out there thinking about going. They've been listening to me for a couple of years but haven't went. What would you tell people that have yet to go to this class?
I would say get on it and go. I've already spoken to two of my closest friends about this, and I didn't tell them anything because I want them to go to this training. It is the absolute most intense, like I said, you know, physically, emotionally, journey thing you will ever do, but you will not leave there without a changed perspective of your life for the better.
Amen.
I promise
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. And I'm proud to know you, brother. I'm proud to walk with you. And please continue to live your life like it matters, because it does. And thank you so much, Dalton, for calling into Like It Matters Radio. You have an awesome day, okay?
Thank you, Mr. Black. You as well.
All right, buddy. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to change your life, you must change your thinking. And when you change your thinking, you truly do change your life. And then you have the ability to keep the change. I am Mr. Black. You are under construction on the Like It Matters Radio Network. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Yes! Did it! Thank you, Mr. Black!
Are those your grades for this semester?
They sure are. All A's and one B.
But what about your learning disability and your struggles in school?
Not since I got my brain map done at Like It Matters. I now know how I best learn and the unique way that God made me. No more learning disability.
You are unique. Nobody has your fingerprints and nobody is wired exactly like you. We now have the ability to show you God's fingerprints for your life through yours. The unique print on each of your fingers is a duplicate of the neural pathway in that corresponding lobe of your brain. With our exclusive brain map, we can capture your fingerprints and give you a 35-page map of your brain, your gifts, talents, and innate resources. This information is the key to unlocking your God-given potential and truly living your life like it matters. If you're ready to maximize the potential you were created with, email Mr. Black at likeitmattersradio.com or call 817-502-1554.
Your child's education is one of the most important decisions you can make as a parent. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." A quality Christian education can make all the difference in your child's life. A Christian school typically provides smaller class sizes for your student to flourish. Smaller class sizes can allow for more one-on-one time, allowing for individual attention with each student to focus on their academic needs, helping your child succeed. Wellness Radio 1570 believes in the power of Christian education so much that we have partnered with private Christian schools in the Twin Cities to offer half off your child's first year at a brand new school. That's right, half off. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com to check out a full list of our partnering schools. See frequently asked questions about the program and learn more. We have a limited number of vouchers available, so the time is now to start planning for the upcoming year. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
I've been to training put on by Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, but I've never walked away with a growth experience like I did with the Leadership Awakening.
Are you stuck in a rut? Have you leveled life's undulating line and flatlined your hopes and dreams? The time is now to attend Leadership Awakening with Mr. Black.
Not since my Ranger training in the U.S. Army have I been pushed to see and feel the abilities I have to live life to the fullest.
During this 3-day life boot camp, you will clean up your thinking and restart your heart, helping you have the passion and enthusiasm your life's been missing.
My heart was spiritually mended. I'm excited about living my life like it matters. By far the best 46 hours I've ever spent.
Graduates leave Leadership Awakening refocused with the biggest feeling of self-confidence and a renewed passion and enthusiasm for their business and their personal lives. Call now and commit to giving and getting more from life. 817-502-1554 or email me at mr.black@likeitmatters.net. That's mr.black@likeitmatters.net.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters, inspiration, education, and application. I am Mr. Black, your radio life caddy. And by the way, if you miss any of this radio show, you can just go back to our website, go to likeitmattersradio.com, and you could listen to all archived messages. Also, on most formats, if you listen to iHeartRadio, if you're in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, this radio show plays again, replays from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you want to find out the local markets we play in, Richmond, Virginia, St. Louis, Missouri, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and expanding list. just go to likeitmatters.net. Today, we're talking about change, because change is the only thing in life that's constant. And I want you to know, if you don't believe it's possible change, then you won't change. It all starts with a belief system. And today, we are hearing from Team 182. 22 individuals entered a classroom in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas last weekend. And 22 people, including Mr. Black, were forever changed. And today, we have the phone lines open, 651-289-4466, and we're hearing from those change agents. And so let's go to line number three. And Christian, welcome to Like It Matters Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Mr. Black, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, in the hands of God, and I know you're doing well, too. How's your weekend go?
This weekend was amazing. It was more than I could ever ask for.
Lots of change, huh? Lots of change.
Lots of change, yes.
And you're better for it, right?
Yes, completely better. And like you just said, changing 182 degrees, that's what it was.
Yep, isn't that cool? It's because, you know, 180 is to go the other way. You know, the word in the Christian language is repent. I know you and I are a little bit different. You're Hindu, I'm Christian, but we're brothers.
Yes.
We went through the battle together. We're friends. We're human beings. We want to love and be loved. We have fears and doubts. We have pain that we, right? We're more similar than we are apart. And one thing I really hit about change is changing what we believe, what we're listening to, changing the narrative in our head. Because, boy, if you listen to the world's narrative right now, it's pretty bitter, it's pretty angry, it's pretty lonely, it's pretty dark. Right. And Christian, you had kind of shared, man, you work for a great company. It's kind of a family-owned business. You're in the hotel business, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're a young man, a good-looking man. You're engaged to be married to a beautiful woman, right? I mean, you got everything going for you. Your life should be bouncing, and yet you shared that, man, leading into it, there wasn't a lot of joy in your life, right?
Right, yes, sir.
And it's because of what was going on in your head. I mean, what I all just told you was absolutely correct, right? On the outside, people say, man, that guy's got it all, right?
Yep, and it's all a suit that you put on.
Yep.
And that's what I learned this weekend. It's that, you know, get rid of the suit and,
yep,
you know, live who you are on the inside and make that the outside.
Yep, it's congruence. And how do you feel this week living that way?
I feel great. I feel like my actual self. And I think before I went to your class this weekend, I was just living about, you know, someone who I didn't want to be and who I wanted to be and be like the perfect being. But after the weekend, I fixed that about myself, and I think that I'm living my true self now.
Oh, absolutely. And boy, our thought, you know, it could be heaven or hell inside of our head. And it's, you know, 60 million Americans struggle with depression. And depression, majority of it falls in a category called situational depression. And situational mm-hmm. depression is caused by our self-talk. And that's why I was referenced like people like Dr. Caroline Leaf. And she said that medical research points to the fact that thinking and consciously controlling our thought life is one of the best ways to detox our brains. And she says, you know, change in your thinking, that's the ultimate change. Change in your thinking is essential to detox the brain. She tells us to consciously control our thought life means not letting thoughts rampage through our mind. And I would say today you're being a better steward of what's going on in your head, correct?
Yes, sir.
Huge difference. And have people noticed a difference in you? Have you noticed a difference in you?
I've definitely noticed the difference to me, and I think the people around me have noticed. You know, for one thing, my fiance is telling me, "Hey, you can actually apologize and you can actually admit when you're wrong." I didn't know that about you, and you know, now I feel the difference. You know, when I say that kind of things.
Wow! So she's noticing it, and you want to be the fiance, the husband that honors her, right?
Yes.
And are you hopeful for? What are you hopeful for today? I mean, you know, you had shared some things and, you know, said that, you know, it's kind of dark. There's not a lot of hope out there. You got this beautiful fiance, all this stuff. But today, as we sit here and talk, you know, a week ago, you went into my class a week ago. So today, a week removed, mm-hmm. what are you hopeful for, Christian? What are you hopeful for?
I'm just hopeful to, you know, develop myself instead of just like, you know, checking the boxes, like you say. I think my entire life, my entire career, and all my schooling and education, I've just been checking the boxes and, you know, getting what's done, doing the minimal. But now I just want to, you know, exceed that. And your class was a perfect example. I think I was just checking the boxes at first. And, you know, the first thought I had in my mind was like, why is this guy yelling at me? Why is he screaming? Like, is that his only tone or something like that? Yeah. And it pushed me. It pushed me until to the point where I wanted to go beyond those boxes and actually make a difference.
Yep. And we use the number one fear in the world, public speaking. But we do it Japanese style and with intensity. And I told you, when you can learn how to speak from your heart to a group of people, your ability to connect one-on-one with a fellow human being is going to be greatly enhanced. And you've had some incredible conversations this week, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yep.
Yep, and because of what I put you through on the other side. And for you, you know, I'm just excited about your change. And I've said this before. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to do any change, you must do it the way the unconscious mind works. Your unconscious brain runs the ship. And so if you're going to make any change and lasting change, you must do it the way the brain works. What would you like to tell people about this experience? I mean, you got a lot of people listening to me for almost 3 years that don't know anything about Leadership Awakening, never went, not even considered. Consider going. What would you tell someone out there about the possibility for change in my 2-day class?
I think the possibility for change is there. It's just you have to put yourself in the seat and take the plunge and go for it. If you have to get someone around you to push you to go, that's what happened to me. Someone pushed me to go. But yep. I think the biggest takeaway from the class or what you can learn from it is to actually turn your brain off in the sense that don't put it on autopilot and don't have things scripted out. If you let your brain run and you believe in yourself, then your brain's going to turn off and you're going to start flowing out things that, you know, you didn't think that you could think about. And like you're saying, the unconscious mind is really how everything works. And you'll realize your true self when you're in the unconscious state in that sense.
Well, I want you to know, Christian, I'm proud of you. I'm looking forward to getting together a lunch next week. And like I said, I'm going to walk with you because the battle is in the mind. Once you realize the battle is in the mind, that is the battle zone. Once we figure out how to control our thoughts, put good stuff in there, we change that. Everything else changes, and that's why you've got true change and it's lasting change. So I'm honored to call you friend and brother. Look forward to going to lunch next week so we can connect. And
yes, sir.
If you need anything, you let me know, okay, my friend?
And can I give a quick shout-out, please?
Please do.
Hey, Mom, Dad, and Nikita, and Nikhil, love you guys, and see you soon.
Awesome. All right, my friend, God bless you. Have an awesome day, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, sir.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, change is possible. You know, change takes place. The only thing constant is change. And truly, if we want to change our world, we got to change our thinking. I'm telling you right now, I am a change agent. And I'm going to tell you right now that two things have to change before true, long-lasting change can take place. They have to be there. Number one is your belief system. Everything we don't do or do not do is driven by a belief system. You got to believe it's possible to change. You got to believe that you can change. You got to believe that I can help you change. You got to see, it all starts with a belief system. Because if someone says they love you, but you don't believe they love you, are you loved? No. You'll act as if you're not. I always put it this way, too. If someone, would you give your life for a lie? I mean, would you give your life for a lie? If you thought something was a lie, would you give heart, body, and soul to it? No. It's only if you believe something was possible that you would even consider giving everything God. That's why, number one, you got to start with your belief system. And number two, your desire. You got to know what you want. You know, I've messed up a lot in my past in relation to women. And years ago, I got down on one knee and I looked my daughter in the eye and said, Faith, I'm so sorry. I've not given you a good example of what a relationship between a man and a woman should look like. One man, one woman for eternity. And she said, that's okay, Dad. And I said, no, it's not. And about 6 months later, I got down on one knee and I said, honey, I'm so sorry. I have not given you a good example of what a relationship between a man and a woman should look like. One man, one woman. And I'll never forget what she said to me. She said, I forgive you, Dad. I forgive you, Dad. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a big change in me. But what had changed first was my belief system. I had to believe that it mattered. It mattered what I'd done. It mattered who I was. And the second thing that had to change is my desire. I wanted to honor God. I wanted to use my mistakes to help my daughter become a better person. That's the key to living. You're under construction on the Like It Matters radio network. I am Mr. Black, helping you to be more hopeful about your future and reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
I was skeptical when I heard that your family bank could help me pay off my mortgage and get out of debt in under 10 years with my current income. Hi, my name is John. I'm a financial executive here in town. As such, I understand numbers. Using your family bank, my family will go from a $292,000 mortgage with 22 years remaining and $40,000 of additional debt to being totally out of debt, including the mortgage, in 9.8 years. We'll save $103,000. If you don't have a program which will get your family totally out of debt, including your mortgage, in less than 10 years just by redirecting your current cash flow, you need to talk with Daniel of Your Family Bank, who's right here in the Twin Cities.
Thanks, John. This is Daniel Altwig of Your Family Bank. My friend, there's no risk nor obligation to find out for yourself. Go to daniel.yourfamilybank.org, click on the Request tab in the upper right-hand corner, and leave your contact information. daniel.yourfamilybank.org. That's daniel.yourfamilybank.org.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.